Good morning, everybody, on a pretty stormy Saturday here in the southeast. Obviously, we haven't had it as bad as Scotland and the north of England, but we've got the dregs of it, I think, and apparently we're going to get the brunt of it next time. Come on. You want to go out? Let's go and take a look at the weather. It's been very windy. We're supposed to have a heavy band of rain, but it's not too bad at the moment. You can probably hear the wind. It's more high up in the trees. Here it comes. It's just general wind rather than really big gusts. Anyway, that's a taste of the weather. It's not cold, though, not at all. It's really mild, but it's meant to be... I think we've already had our high, and it's meant to be getting colder as the day progresses. And I think it's meant to be down to pretty much down to freezing tonight. Well, excuse me, I have been up since... Where am I put this phone? I don't like using my new phone in the kitchen much, because it hasn't got a cover on it. I've been up since 5:15. Well, I slept okay. I was rudely awakened while my kids are arguing. Because Connor was leaving early for work and Roland was awake. And Connor wanted to borrow a jumper or something of Connor's. Connor wanted to borrow a jumper of Roland's. So he went in there to take it thinking Roland will be asleep. This is what happens a lot of the time. And Ronan was awake. And caught him in the act of trying to feel for his jumper. Because Connor's going out tonight and he's on a date with someone. He's been out with her a few times. We don't know how serious it's going to be. And someone that lives over in Epsom, where he's working. And he's staying over there, not at hers. He'll see her home and then he's going to stay at the travel lodge. I'm actually going to have a cup of coffee. I haven't had a drink yet today. I think I'm going to have a cup of coffee. Just deciding which cup to have it in. I'm not having a Tassimo yet. It's a bit early for that. It's a bit early for coffee full stop, really. Lammy, what are you licking your dish for? I fed you hours ago. You've got a long time till tonight. Right. I'm just using one of the Maxwell House sachets. Now, I got these to try because someone else recommended them. I actually prefer the Nescafe ones, but until I've used these all up, I decided not to get any more, so they're nearly all gone now. These are nice, but I actually prefer the Nescafe ones. But then if I have instant coffee at all, I only drink Nescafe anyway. So, yes. So. I need to get a case for my phone. I don't really want to get a I don't want to get a battery charging case because I want to be able to use the charger for my old phone as well. But I want to get a case so that I feel more secure with it because I'm a bit worried. But something really weird happened yesterday. I got my SIM card activated on, I think it was Wednesday, but actually no one, it was Wednesday evening, but no one called me on Thursday at all, or if they did, I missed it. I had landline calls, but nothing on my mobile, and then... yesterday afternoon, Obi went out to meet somebody to help him compile a CV, this bloke, because he had got a clue how to do one. How he's got away this long, this bloke's coming up for 40, and how he's got away with doing one, not doing one, I don't know. But anyway, he hasn't done one. Sorry, I'm just looking for a new dishcloth under the... in the depth of the bowels of my under the sink cupboard. He rang me to let me know he was on the way on his way back. And I can't seem to find any. I'm sure I've got some more. He rang me to let me know that he was on his way home, and the weird thing was that both my phones rang. Now, it was nearly 2 days since my new SIM had been activated on the new phone, because it's contract phone, so they did that for me. I couldn't be bothered going online doing it. I just phoned up and got them to do it. It seemed to be the easiest thing to do. So it had been 2 days since that had been done, and when they first said they'd activated it, within a few minutes I had no service. It was saying no service on both my phones. And they said allow 20 minutes, but it could take anything up to 24 hours. And then after about 3 hours, there was still no service on either phone, and I thought, oh, so I switched it off. I should have done that a long time before, probably. I switched the new one off and back on, and it came on, so that was okay. So the other one still had no service, obviously, because I can only use it on the Wi-Fi now. But when Obi called me, he was just calling off his regular phone, not FaceTime or anything like that, Skype or whatever. And well, he doesn't have FaceTime on his phone, but he doesn't have Skype, come to that. But what I'm saying is, he was just calling normally, and both the phones rang. It was really weird. It was like a stereo. And I answered the new one, of course. That was the nearest one to me. But for a couple of seconds, the other one continued to ring, which was the weird thing. But when we finished speaking, I said, ring me again. I won't answer it. But it didn't happen again. I think it was just a one-off thing. But that was a first, and it was really weird because it was blatantly saying no service, and it wouldn't have any, to be fair. Well, it shouldn't have done. I wonder what would happen if I tried to answer that one. I suppose nothing, because it was probably just, I don't know. I was like, hey, what? I thought, am I going mad? And I was like, I said it out loud, but both my phones are ringing. And when I answered the first one, this one, the other one still continued to ring, so I definitely didn't imagine it. Oh, I opened the door to that dumb cat out, and he didn't come out. She went in. Actually, this coffee's quite nice. I think it's a caramel latte. I actually don't like them much, but I actually don't mind these because they're not too... What is this? The bloody cat's chorus. They're not too sweet. Just on the top. I think what I find, I don't like the Tassimo caramel lattes because the big pod thing for the syrup is too much. Come on. Wake up. Come on. Do you want to go out? He was sitting up on top of something. Right. Now, do you want to go out? Come on. Do you want to go out into the wind? No, he doesn't. He's going to bug me now. I haven't let those... If the other two want to come out, they're going to have to come out this way and have the doors shut, because when it's really windy, I won't leave their back door open because it just makes a draft in here. And it's too cold. Even though it's not cold out, when you get the wind coming in the house, that does make it cold.
There's not much to report. As I say, Connor's off on his travels. Well, he's gone to work and he will be staying over. I'm going to work tomorrow. And Ronan's here. I hope he's gone to work. This coffee's actually quite nice. It's in my Pinky cup. It's a cup with a cat just like Pinky. Of course, I can't see it, but it's nice to know. I say, oh, I've got my Shinky cup. And I don't really like anyone else drinking out of my Shinky cup. I think when my mum came down, I don't know if it was at Christmas or Obi made her a cup of tea. And he got the sugar, because I don't take sugar and she takes one. And he put the sugar in the wrong one, so my mum had my sugar. I don't mind my mum having my Shinky cup. I don't really want anyone else having it. I don't know why, I just don't. It was meant for me that day, but he put the sugar in the wrong cup. Actually, this is a bit sweet, but I don't mind it. I don't take sugar in coffee or tea or anything, but so these lattes with the syrup, the caramel flavouring or whatever, flavouring in this case and syrup in the case of the Tassimo drinks, is a bit much, but it's actually not bad. I quite like this one. But I drink hot chocolate. Of course, I don't have sugar in it. You don't need it. But I actually prefer cocoa because that's bitter. I like hot chocolate, though. Even though it's sweet. It's 10 o'clock already. Where on earth did the morning go? I did some chores from when I got up. I made Connor a cup of tea. I didn't have one, but I did some chores which took me up to about 7:30. Where did the rest of the time go? I didn't go back to sleep. Got shopping coming between 2 and 3. It's a terrible business in Paris. Well, it's terrible wherever it happens or whenever, to be fair. But and that's quite close to home. That doesn't make it any more terrible, but you know what I mean. When nothing happens in the UK for a while, we tend to get, I think, a bit complacent. Think, oh, all that stuff's over with. But of course it's not. But not by a long shot, probably. Nami, what are you doing up there? He's up on top of a pile of boxes. He likes to sit up there and he can look out of the window. What are you doing? Not you. I wasn't talking to you. I was wagging his tail.
Pause recording. Button. Pause recording. Button.
He sat on my foot. Thank you, Niall. I was thinking I need to wind my clock up, because I always used to wind it up on a Saturday, but My dad winds their clocks up on Sunday, so I changed it to Sunday. We still haven't watched The Green Mile. We just don't get round to it. I've seen it before. Ronan bought it for me for Christmas, and I've seen it years ago, probably about 10 years ago. And I must admit, I absolutely cried. I couldn't stop crying. It's one of the films that I've cried the most over in my life. I've cried over a few. Excuse me. City of Angels was another one. What other films have I cried over? Oh, probably a lot, but those two stand out as being very upsetting. It's very peaceful here. Is it raining? Oh no, I thought I heard a noise. Sometimes, through the double glazing, you can't always hear a lot of the rain. You sometimes just hear some of it hitting the window, and I thought that's what it was, but I think it was actually Wackaboo-boo. Chief Wackaboo-boo is sitting over there by the door, by the windows, and he's washing himself. Pinky's just, hello Pinky, she's just come down the stairs. Silly radio program that's on in the kitchen. Hello. Lammy's gonna get you, Pink. Sheik. He will get you. She's got down. Pinky. Linky. They all get called all different kinds of names, even the kids. Connor gets called Kookalooka. Don't ask. Ronan gets called Wuh. Oh, okay. Someone asked me why I call him Wuh. Well, it was on a comment on one of my boos, and I actually forgot to reply, and I can't remember which comment it was now. I mean, I can't remember which boo it was, so I shall generally tell you. Those who are interested, when he was a baby, Connor was almost five when Ronan was born, and we used to call him Bubs, because he was the Bubba, Bubs, Bubsy and all that, and then it got, somehow, it mutated to Wubs, Wubsy, Wubsy, and then somehow it got to Wuh, and Wuh Wuh Wuh, and even Obi calls him Wuh, or CC. That's another of his nicknames, because we actually called him Seawawa, as in S-E-A, because, and I sometimes call him CC Sadidi, because I just have to change everything. Because when he was about two or three, maybe four, or up to five probably, or even six, we used to play this game with him called Vicious Seawawas. And he was this fictional creature called a Seawawa. And it lived in the sea, or you could put it, or I still say to him now about his bedroom, I say, go back in your tank. It lived in a tank, and the tank was out mine and my ex-husband's double bed. Excuse me. So he'd be bouncing around on the bed, pretending he was in his tank. And then me and Connor would go up to him and say, hello, Vicious Seawawa. and we'd stroke his head, and I used to say, "See, he's not vicious at all." And then he'd go "Rah!" and turn around, like he didn't really do it, but pretend to bite me. And then we'd all go "Ah!" You know, that was the idea of it, because we'd say, "Oh, I don't believe you're vicious." People say, "Call you a vicious seawall, but you're not vicious." And then he goes "Rah!" And we say, "Vicious seawalls eat fish." And then there was a girl down the road, that my neighbour's friend that lived two doors down. I mean, my neighbour's daughter, a neighbour and friend's daughter, who was a bit younger than him. And they used to have a love-hate relationship. We often used to walk to school with them and home, and they were always arguing and falling out. And we learned never to take it personally, me and my friend. We just accepted that the next day or the next minute they'll be friends again. Sometimes they have some really awful arguments, shouting at each other going to school. So we didn't. We never played vicious seawobbers with her, but we used to say that she was the female seawobber. His female seawobber. Her name was Celine, and we used to say, "Celine is your vicious. Celine is your is the female seawobber." She was quite vicious. No, she wasn't. She was just extremely stroppy in the mornings. My friend Nilgun is Turkish Cypriot, and she's been in this country since she was 18. She went to university over here. She's a bit older, a couple of years older than me, but she... Oh, excuse my stomach, it's making nice noises. Niall's giving me a ring. I don't want that ring. I don't think you can pull that. It's going to break. But she's got a very strong Turkish or Cypriot accent, because she didn't grow up speaking English. Her English is very good. Her husband, he also came to the UK at the same time, or round about the same time, but he's got very, 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 not really an accent. But she's got a strong accent, so if we were ready first, we'd go and knock for her. Whoever's ready first, stop it, you two, knocks for the other one. But as the school was... No, all right, that's enough now. No, that's enough. Enough. Get down, Amy. As the school, you know, as we had to pass hers to go to the school, and she had to go out of her way to come up to us. It was only two doors. We used to usually be ready first. Some miracle, I don't know how, but she did have four kids. Well, she has got four kids to get ready, and I only had the two, and that was enough. And so we'd get down to our gate, and then from the gate we'd hear... This is how Celine used to cry. She has quite a gruff voice. Actually, she grew up. She's grown up not to have that now, because I met her once and I didn't recognise her. She said, "It's Celine." I said, "Oh, doesn't sound like you." But she goes, because I haven't seen Nilgun. I haven't seen her for about just over a year. And I keep meaning I must go and see her, because she was a good friend to me. And so she would hear, "I don't know what, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not anything, everything was not fair, it's not fair." And then she was a very temperamental child. And so then we'd hear Nilgun, she'd say, "A great big load of Turkish had come out," which I didn't understand. It was like, sounded like it was at top speed. And then I'd knock on the door, and I'd open the door, and I'd say, "Morning, good morning." She'd say, "What's good about it?" She'd say, "I'm going to kill this daughter of mine." It was always that. "I'm going to kill her in a minute. I'm going to strangle her." Of course you wouldn't, but it was really funny. I wish you didn't want to laugh. And then we'd go down, Selena'd stomp ahead going, "It's not fair." And it was usually something really stupid, like she couldn't wear the hair, but she couldn't wear the hairband she wanted, or... oh, I don't know, something like that. It was something, usually something very trivial. She didn't want to get up, and then she got up foul. Yeah, that was funny. And sometimes if they did something wrong when we were out, Nilgun would launch into Turkish, and she'd go... and then she'd go, "Sorry, Melanie." But she can't think quick enough in English to tell them off, so she should... I said, "Oh, don't worry, it doesn't bother me." You know, if that's, you know, her most effective method of telling them off. They are good kids, really, like mine. They're a bit of a handful at times, but not in a really bad way. Anyway, that's enough of my trip down memory lane. Whack-a-boo-boo. He's in the kitchen. demanding me out there. But I'm not going. Why he ever thinks that he gets fed out there, I don't know, because he never has. They've always been fed in their other room. But I suppose he knows I keep some of the food out there. I don't keep their dry food out there. That's in their room in a canister, but like you get for the dogs. But their other food is kept in one of the kitchen cupboards. So anyway, I think I'll upload this now and hope that you all are keeping out of the bad weather. As I say, we haven't got it so bad here. It's very windy, but it's not cold. We had a little bit of rain very early this morning. They said we've got heavy rain coming, but it hasn't arrived yet. So maybe it'll miss us altogether with a bit of luck. So I'll speak to you all soon.